It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The following is a presentation of A's Cast, your free 24/7 nonstop destination for A's baseball. Go to athletics.com/A's Cast to download the app. Restrictions apply. It's time now for the Bob Melvin Show, presented by Nest Bedding. The three-time manager of the year sits down with Chris Townsend, exclusively on A's Cast. Visit nestbedding.com today. Here now is Chris Townsend.
It's now time for the Bob Melvin Show, brought to you by nestbedding.com. Love where you sleep. Bob, I know it's been a tough start to the road trip, but how do you keep things up for the guys right now?
Well, you know what? You stay positive every day and know things are going to turn. I mean, you talk all you want about these things happen over the course of the season, you know, sometimes a couple times or whatever. But, you know, you try to stay positive, go out there each and every day and think you're going to win the game and make it happen. You know, you can talk about all you want, but you have to go out there and make it happen. So it'd be nice to pull one out today, have an off day in Pittsburgh and, you know, get on a roll there and come on back home. So, kind of an important game for us today.
Yeah, I think about your core, and you haven't lost more than four in a row since dating back to 2017. You know, this core has a lot of pride, and they're not used to losing. That's why you really know they're going to bounce back.
We do, and guys really, even through a rough stretch like this where we're really not doing anything too terribly well, you know, it's about focusing on today's game and keeping the expectation and confidence that you're going to win that game. You try not to take it too far. And when you take the field, you know, your focus obviously is on winning the game and certainly playing the better than we have here recently.
And the hallmark of your team really last season to me, I mean, you could go to home runs, you could go to bullpen, but the big deal for me was defense. Defense hasn't been the same, but good news on the horizon that you've sent Matt Olson down to AAA and you're going to get him back soon.
Yeah, that's a big one for us. You know, every team goes through injuries, and, you know, you never use that as an excuse. We had plenty of those last year and still won, you know, quite a few games. So, but there are certain guys that are a little bit more important than other guys. And we're talking about a 30-home run bat who plays gold glove first base, who makes everybody better defensively. So this is a guy we're looking forward to getting back and, you know, should, like you said, make us better defensively. When you're not swinging the bat well, you know, if you can always stay in games when you're playing defense, and you know, we have not been up to our expectations defensively so far.
And, you know, we've actually talked about Kendrys Morales, and, you know, the reality is we can't expect him to be Matt Olson. It's not fair. I mean, he is at this point in his career really a DH, and he's given you everything he's got. So it's like the thing about Olson for me, which – He just makes everybody better from a standpoint of his wingspan, his ability to pick the ball out of the dirt. It just makes it easier for all of your infielders to be able to know that they can take chances that they normally can't take because, obviously, Matt can bail them out.
Well, no doubt. You know, whether it's high, whether it's low, especially at our ballpark, we've talked about this before, you get ball gets by there, it's two bases. So, you know, other ballparks, it's up against a wall that's a little closer proximity and it's one base. So, yeah, you just get it in the direction of Matt Olson over there, and he's going to come up with it. You know, the other thing is he played 162 games last year, so he was there every day for us and consistently made us better every day. You know, Kendrys is a nice piece for us and, you know, obviously hasn't swung the bat the way he's capable or the way we expect him to, and we think that'll pick up too. But, you know, like I said, there are certain guys that are a little bit more important than others, and Matt Olson's one of those guys for us.
One of your number one weapons you're getting back in Lou Trevino. You know, it's amazing when you miss a guy, you realize how valuable he is, as he has been fantastic this year. And we even talked about it not too long ago where, you know, you want to pitch him every game, but you can't pitch him every game. Is this time off because of the hurt thumb, is this going to really help in the long run since he had so much use early?
Yeah, I think so in the long run. Now, you know, he's been off, what, 12 days or whatever it's been. So, you know, there could be a little rust coming back. I mean, the stuff will be good. It's just whether or not the command will be there right away. But, yeah, I think, you know, anytime a guy like him goes on the DL or has something that gives him some time off, especially for a reliever that's in there, you know, it seems like at least every other day, little breaks during the season will be good for him. So my guess is he's going to be coming out throwing pretty hard. Did throw to some hitters yesterday. He wanted to do that before we got him back out in the game because he has been, you know, out for a while. And this is another guy that we bring in with some traffic. We play pitch one plus. I mean, he's a big part of our bullpen. So we've missed him. Look forward to getting him back in there.
Yeah, you mentioned how some guys stepped into the box, but guys really didn't want to swing. They really wanted no part of Lou Trevino, did they?
Yeah, there were no swings yesterday. There were guys standing there, and you know, only had the intent, I think, to swing. But I came in the last minute and said, look, don't swing. We don't need one to get, you know, you don't need to get jammed. We don't need one off the end of your bat right before you go out on a rehab assignment. So I think he was actually looking forward to taking some swings, but I think the prudent thing to do was keep him off of Lou Trevino's 99-mile-an-hour fastball.
You know, when you think of someone like Chad Pender, how many guys have you had in your career who you legitimately could go, I can put you in left, center, right, first, second, third, short? I mean, he really can play anywhere, and especially with Profar having his issues, we'll get into that. Just how valuable is Chad Pender, and how many guys have you ever had like this in your career?
Very few. Holbert Cabrera I had in Seattle a long time ago. I think it was 2004, and he could do some of that stuff, but it didn't come with the bat that Chad Pender has. And, you know, if you've been around our team, you know how important Chad Pender is, not only on the field and picking up everybody in different positions, but he's an instrumental guy in the clubhouse, too. He's a real calm thinker. He's a smart guy. You know, guys rally around him. He's been with the Olsons and the Chapmans and guys like that over, you know, throughout the minor leagues. He's an important guy to us. So to be able to acclimate to this role so quickly in his big league career for a guy that basically played shortstop for the most part in the minor leagues, it shows a little something about his mettle. So he definitely is the Band-Aid to fix it all for us. And on top of that, he brings a pretty potent bat when he's in there as well.
Yeah, it's so interesting you think about this core of young players that you have, that they've been together for years together in the minor leagues, and they develop this relationship, this chemistry, and then they bring it to your clubhouse. What is that like as a manager? Because you weren't managing them back then, you're managing them now, but how nice is it that they have that kind of core relationship before they get to you?
Yeah, it's great. And you know, we've had them in spring training, so we knew ahead of time. And look, we were looking very much forward to getting this group here. They'd won together throughout the minor leagues. There's an expectation amongst these guys that they're going to win no matter where they are, anytime they step on a baseball field. So, you know, they stepped right in last year, and for younger guys, brought leadership qualities and a certain mentality and focus that we have here. So it's great to have these guys, and the fact that they came up in our system I think is important too. It's almost like that the university, the college, that, you know, you come up, you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, you're a junior, senior, now you're playing varsity, and they take a lot of pride in being Oakland A's. You know, we haven't over the last several years before this had guys here that really wanted to be here. And now with the signings of Chris Davis and hopefully guys like Matt Chapman, we keep these guys here. You know, it's a completely different dynamic, a group of guys that really want to be here and play with the green and gold on. And, you know, it's pretty refreshing for me.
Yeah, that means so much. And I love you talking about that, to where you have guys that say, you know what, truly, and they mean it in their hearts, that they want to be here and they want to be Oakland A's, and they want to be Oakland A's for their entire career. Just, I mean, for all of us that have been around, Bob, that just means so much to hear that.
It does, and there's value in that, and there's chemistry in that. You can't quantify that. You can't see it in analytics, but it means a lot. And if you've been in our clubhouse, you see, you know, how well these guys get along. And, you know, in our clubhouse at home, we don't have all the bells and whistles some of these other places do. And, you know, in years past, we've been, you know, bringing cycling, you know, placeholders in that pretty much are just looking for their next contract. And you don't really have that cohesive team unit that you saw us have last year. So we really think that last year was the start of something big for us. We're off to a little bit of a slow start here, a little funk right now, but I don't think there's one guy in this clubhouse that doesn't think we're going to turn it around and turn it around soon.
You know, let's end on this. We've all had this in golf, right, where it's like, okay, don't hit it right next to you're slicing, or you get the yips putting. You don't see it as much in baseball, and it's always tough when you see someone really struggling, and it's not a physical deal, it's a mental deal. We saw it with Chris Davis, and not our Chris Davis, but Chris Davis in Baltimore, and now we're seeing it with Jerks and Profar defensively. How do you help a young player really clear his mind and get it out of him so he can just play naturally and not have those issues that are obviously in his head and not physical?
Right, and it came to a head probably the other night. It's been kind of ongoing process, new position for him, and got off to a little bit of a rough start, obviously, with that. So we're trying to give him a little bit of distance from it right now, insulate in the work ethic. He's been out the last 2 days with Matt Williams and Marcus Simeon and Chad Pinder, and those guys are out there supporting him, you know, working hard without the pressure, knowing he doesn't have to play yesterday. He's not going to have to play today. We have a day off tomorrow. So he looks good out there right now in work. And like I said, hopefully he's got a little distance from it. And, you know, come time we get to Pittsburgh, we get him back in there and we clear these things up. So it's not for a lack of work. Certainly Matt Williams has these guys working all the time. Just a little bit of a mental issue that you see from time to time, and we're trying to clear that out.
All right, Bob, good luck today. Enjoy the day off. Good luck in Pittsburgh, and we'll see you back here in Oakland.
You got it, Tony. Look forward to it.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.